Some of them support murdering babies openly, such as Kagan, Sotomayor, Ginsburg, Breyer, and Kennedy. A man who continually contradicts himself. Some complain about Roe versus Wade and claim to want the decision overturned, such as Scalia, Thomas, and Roberts. And one justice, Samuel Alito, talks out of both sides of his mouth by stating he was against Roe versus Wade, but then said it was unconstitutional to ban partial birth abortions. All nine judges, in essence, stand opposite to this constitutional, God-ordained principle of protecting life. If not openly in word, their actions have done nothing to defend the lives of over 55 million babies who have been slaughtered in the womb. Sodomy. Our founders, in accordance with the biblical truths established by laws against sodomy in all states, some of them even using scripture as their state law, God's truth never changes, and judges are to uphold God's standard in order to prevent society from breeding crime and immorality. In 2003, the Supreme Court unconstitutionally decided to overturn the long-standing sodomy laws. Of the six judges who voted in favor of it, three are still on the bench: Anthony Kennedy, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, and Stephen Breyer. Two of the three current judges sided with God's unalterable law, Antonin Scalia and Clarence Thomas, arguing that legalizing sodomy leads to illegally legalizing incest, adultery, and bestiality. To further the corruption in the Supreme Court, Obama has now appointed Alina Kagan to the bench, a woman who has no judicial background whatsoever, who is known for queerifying Harvard. She's a radical lesbian. Education. According to the First Amendment of the Constitution, Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. Yet our modern Supreme Court has transgressed constitutional lines, claiming the false separation of church and state as a convenient way to oust Christianity from public schools, such as when Stephen Breyer, Anthony Kennedy, and Ruth Bader Ginsburg claimed it was okay to deny scholarships to divinity students, and Breyer and Ginsburg denied parochial school vouchers. But the real question is why is the federal government involved in local education anyways? The Constitution gives no such provisions. Read Article 10 of the Bill of Rights. Foreign policy. Article 6 of the United States Constitution tells us that judges shall be bound to the Constitution and the laws of the United States. In other words, we cannot rule according to foreign law in our courts. Ruth Bader Ginsburg and Stephen Breyer have defied the Constitution and stated that the court can learn from foreign laws and even cite them in some cases.
Isn't that crazy, guys?
The two newest Obama-appointed so-called justices, Kagan and Sotomayor, along with Kennedy, Breyer, and Ginsburg, have been sympathetic towards illegal immigrants and have encouraged illegal immigration by giving illegals the right to appeal deportation and refusing indefinite deportation after committing crimes on U.S. soil. Marbury versus Madison states that all laws
which
are...
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hey, I'm Alex Newman, international journalist. I cannot recommend them highly enough. The work that Bradley and Sons of Liberty are doing is absolutely critical to the church, the nation, to our families. And so I hope you will support them as I support them. This is one of the brave, courageous voices standing firm for what is right.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
What have you said to me recently?
Recently.
Rock the boat.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker. Rocker. Rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. So when I look at the Declaration, going back to what our forefathers established, it was interesting that we noticed that 17 out of 27 reasons given for our forefathers departing and severing itself from the dictates of the tyrant king across the pond, we find that most people say the reason for the separation is it's the Independence Day that we separated because taxation without representation. This is how dummied down the American people have become. Again, that is number 17 out of 27, just so you know. That is the 17th reason out of 27 reasons. Most people don't even know why we separated. Well, it was because of the abuse of the king. The bottom line was, is the king would not be ruled by God. He wanted to arbitrarily rule the people. A despot, a dictator, a tyrant, whatever you'd like to call him. It's exactly what we're seeing in America today. Did you know that greater grievances, 11 times more, was the abuse of representative powers? Is that happening today? Oh, my goodness. Did our forefathers put up with it? Absolutely not. Greater grievances, abuse of military powers 7 times more often, using the military concerning the whims of what the tyrant wanted to use the military for. Boy, Americans, pay attention to what's going on here. Greater grievances, abuse of judicial powers 4 times more often. The American people, the posterity, the children of these forefathers that didn't put up with the tyrant across the pond have put up with far more than our forefathers ever would have dreamed of. In their worst nightmares. I mean, what they see their said representatives today do, as they call themselves the said representatives, right? It's interesting to note that they've been accustomed to watching them undo or attack everything that our forefathers established. And yet, our forefathers threw off the very types that the American people are succumbing to in their own backyard. And if you look at, again, the Declaration of Independence, you can find that we have provision in there to throw off the corrupt. We're not called to overthrow the Constitution. We're called and commanded by God to overthrow the men that pervert the Constitution. That is a thing out of sight and out of mind when it comes to the ignorance that you see in this country. And a majority of it comes through what you call the professors in the church and those in government. Easy, hands down. Well, of course, that is all appointed. Read 1 Kings 13:33, because they take the debased and they put them up, and then they're promoted. That's what the mainstream media does, and we can see that. Also look at Micah 6:16 when you get a moment, concerning the narrative that was driven by tyrants back in the day. Greater grievances was generally stirring up, listen carefully, one of the greater grievances that our forefathers did not put up with was the said government, the powers that were tolerated during that particular time, for a short term, of course, they were guilty of creating domestic insurrection. They were creating domestic insurrection, folks. The government was creating domestic insurrection against its own people. What do you see happening in this country on a major level? Okay, let me keep going here. Greater grievances. Again, taxation without representation was 17 out of 27. A matter of fact, it was given very little emphasis in the Declaration of Independence, though it was in part the very reason which spurred on the War of Independence. But you can see in Boston, the Sons of Liberty and our forefathers didn't put up with that nonsense. They took their tea and overthrew it and put it in the water where it belongs. When did all this change? It all changed in the 20s, in the 30s, and in the 40s. See, what happened back then, friends, the Americans no longer cared about servitude out of gratitude for the Lord God that bestowed upon them the very things that we have today and more today. They threw off God and they took on their prosperity. And the Lord, by the way, over and over and over again, told us to beware of that. Read Deuteronomy 6, verse 12. But they took on their prosperity and they left off the commands of God, his laws, his judgments, his statutes. Therefore, what is foreign to the present day, America, is righteousness and peace within its gates. They have become accustomed to be and to suffer the abuses of their said representatives. I have a prime example for you right here, friends, because these are the rascals that are behind the helm. I do not know for the life of me where the American people are getting off believing that whatever the Supreme Court says, as if to suggest that they are the final arbiter. I am here to tell you they are not. If they stand outside, if they are not congruent with the U.S. Constitution and the enumerated laws, they are null and they are void. A prime case. This just happened today. June 26th. Here you have it. Breaking the Supreme Court rules horribly on most important free speech case in a century. Here, let me say it this way. The American people have allowed the present day politicians to undo everything that their forefathers fought off over 250 years ago. Their posterity is now allowing the chains of ignorance to be forged upon themselves once again because they refuse to respond to God first and foremost, and they refuse to respond to the history that our forefathers gave us in teaching us what not to put up with. The present the present politicians, I don't care what branch of government that they're in, they are at war with what our forefathers established under God. Psalm 33, verse 12. You now have the Supreme Court. That's all you have to do is take a look at each and every one of them, appointed for the next case. You have a Supreme Court that says you can't pray. That is completely unconstitutional. It's null and void. I'm not listening to it. You have a Supreme Court that said you cannot have the Ten Commandments instead of, you know, thou shall not. And they now teach the younger generation to go ahead and do whatever you want to do. And it goes on and it goes on. I'll be right back after this break.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at brighteonradio.com.
So you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show, maybe even for years now, and can think of so many others you wish could hear the message too. But you don't know quite how to reach them or where to begin. Well, this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's a lot easier than what you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for all those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to make a difference in their own lives and their own communities right now. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747 and start making a difference in your world today.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day. And we don't waste your time with fluff. Here's a real 48-page printed newspaper that is not fair and balanced as defined by the mainstream media. Instead, we tell you the truth you need to know. Check us out and email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
Mike Lindell here, and like you, I see our country being destroyed daily. We face massive economic issues, and I can tell you from firsthand experience, there are people in power who threaten the values that have made our
country. And what's the answer, Mike? Gold.
Well, I've been a believer in gold and silver for a long time, and I've searched for years for a partner that shares my values. Well, Genesis Gold Group showed me how easy it is to protect your IRA, 401k, or your retirement with gold and silver. Their faith-driven approach to service and stewardship is one that stands out from the rest.
So call Genesis Gold Group now at 800-385-GOLD. That's 800-385-4653. Or go to bbsradiogold.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. By the way, folks, all the profits were pointing to the front. That's the brand new one. And then what we have outside of that is the Soldiers of the Cross. These are available. Your orders will go out in the morning. You will have them within 3 to 5 days, say, at the USPS, which means we've seen it 2 to 3 days, regardless of what coast you are on. So do go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Also consider supporting us. If it's not you supporting us, we are not out there. If you want to know who we are because you're new to the program, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. It's what we've been doing for the last 25 years and what we continuously do, friends. This isn't a ministry that talks about what needs to be done. We are out on the front line. Just to give you a little salt on the tongue here, friends, we were in Arkansas last month. We blanketed the state. We did several events. And the week after that, we were in Michigan doing another event, statewide events for what it was. Then we ended up going over to Pensacola doing an event with Kurt Bowers and our friend Andrew Newman. And Alex Newman. And then also the week after that, we were in Texas. So we are about out and about doing what we're called to do because we love the Lord for what he's done for us through the sacrifice given. Read John 3:16. Now it makes sense, right? Also put that up against Luke 19:10 when you get a moment as well. So I was just talking about the abuses suffered and what our forefathers did not tolerate. If you take that to the Declaration of Independence, as I've made reference to on so many different occasions, it's also interesting to note that 3/4 of that documentation is what our forefathers did not put up with. And then what I did is I went forward and I brought it to the present day in showing you that the Supreme Court has ruled. I'm just absolutely humored when I hear people say, well, that the Supreme Court said it, so therefore it is like it is. Let it be written, let it be done. I'm here to tell you, you are absolutely incorrect at every given level. If they act outside of their scope of authority, you are to remove them and you are to prosecute them because Article 3, Section 1 of the U.S. Constitution tells us that they sit during good behavior. And if they act outside of good behavior, Americans, you are to remove them. And that applies to everybody from the President of the United States of America down. That applies to all of us. I just had somebody say, well, you know, regardless if you say that they're not the final say or not, in so many words, they still have power, regardless of the Constitution. Here, I want to tell you again how incorrect you are. The only power that tyranny has over you is the power that you give to them, because their tyrannical acts do not have authority over my life, period. They do not have rule over the Word of God or the children of God, regardless of the circumstance in which they are in. Now, if you want to go ahead and make yourself sheep and allow the wolves to devour, you might want to go and look at those that you call wolves, because if that's the case, I'm embarrassed for you. I was just highlighting the fact during the end of the last segment, friends, the Supreme Court says you can't pray in public school. By the way, you never lost the right. We've done 365 public high schools in 25 different states. We never changed a thing according to what the law says, friends. We set three lawful precedents throughout the United States of America in the process of doing so. Why? Because the bad guys know that not everybody's afraid. The bad guys know that not everybody's stupid or dense, to say the least. There are people out there that actually know the law, and they are not going to be entangled, and they are not going to submit to a tyrant because the mainstream media wants to scare you into submission through their method of browbeating. Not going to fly here. It's just that simple. Okay, the Supreme Court said no to praying. You never lost the right. I'm here to tell you, you have never lost that right. I don't care what the Supreme Court says. Their job is to discover and apply what God's law says. Deuteronomy 25, verse 1. It's not their job to create sinners. It's their job to restrain men from sin. It's thou shall not, the Lord said in Exodus 20, Deuteronomy 5, not go ahead and take the first scripture from the Satanic Bible and go teach the nation thou shalt do whatever you want to do. Do what thou wilt. That is the whole of the law. That's the first satanic scripture. Nope. That's called lawlessness. And the government in any capacity has no business promoting lawlessness. It's their job to restrain men from violating God's moral law. Period. It's their job to maintain order, not to create disorder like you're seeing in the Supreme Court today. Again, just consider the rascals that you've given a free hand to allow to go ahead and dictate the lives of millions, because you don't know different, nor do you want to know any different. And it's also their job, friends, not to just restrain men from sin to maintain order, but it's also their job to uphold the laws in condemning the wicked and justifying the righteous, not the other way around. What I was telling you during the first segment, friends, that our forefathers, man, I'm telling you what, they're rolling over in their graves concerning what their posterity is putting up with. Look at these said Supreme Court injustices, these black robed tyrants, because that's exactly what they all are. They work for the fascist state in corporate America. Have you figured that out yet? For them to go ahead and say, listen, you know, with Joe Biden, of course, it's, you know, they're going to go ahead and try to divide the people. But Joe Biden had every right under the sun to go ahead and tell all the big tech companies to go ahead and deplatform people, to censor people, to suppress information that they didn't want during the pandemic. The Supreme Court said nobody can go back after the government for doing that. I'm not making it up. In contrast, stark contrast to your founding documents. Like the first one, you know, the Bill of Rights, where it says that Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion, Christianity, by the way, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. Oh, I guess the big tech companies can go ahead and censor and deplatform anybody that the government says, because they're the government, and all the people in America, those that don't know different, guess what they do? They submit, they bow the knee, because they worship the state. They don't worship the Lord. Just that simple. Read Daniel 3. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, a prime example of what I'm talking about when you don't bow the knee. Nope, no, you know, if they said it, then we better go along with it. Nope, again, it's a pretended authority. It does not exist. Why? Because when I read the Bill of Rights, what does it tell me? Congress, who is Congress? I'm asking you, friends. That's the voice of the people. The Bill of Rights are the thou shalt nots to those that serve we the people. So instead of actually standing up and dealing with those 9 unelected bureaucrats sitting on the Supreme Court, what do the American people do? They'll go ahead and they'll just go ahead and let them violate free speech. Do you know how many men fought, bled, and died fighting against tyrants to give you the freedoms that you have that you're just going to go ahead and give them a pass to? This is the same Supreme Court that appointed Alina Kagan, who was appointed to queerify Harvard. She attacked our military. Your Senate, by the way, approved her. When everybody was sleeping over the weekend because they were too busy being entertained watching a bunch of full-grown men fight over a pig ball with tights on. Isn't that funny? My goodness, America, does there come a point where you're ashamed of what you tolerate? Because I am honestly embarrassed for what I see out there. Alina Kagan, who is a full-blown lesbian, read Romans 1:26. The Lord calls them an abomination. What has she been doing since she's been sitting on that bench? Oh, did you also know she never judged a case a day in her life? This is who you're going to submit to? Oh, what about Sotomayor? The internationalist appointed just in time for what? Immigration. Saying to all of those of the world, come on into America. We want to change the demographic. Well, some will say, Bradley, that's just crazy. No, the Lord told us this was going to happen in Deuteronomy 28, verse 43. You want a little more confirmation, friends, in the validity of the Word of God? Only here to confirm it. This is what I highlighted last week. Biden's department official admits great replacement is real. They want to change the demographics of the United States. This is Project Veritas. How many times have these rascals been busted committing the act of treason against the American people, along with those that they call the Supreme Court, and somehow or another we're supposed to just submit to it because they said so? And according to some of our friends on live chat, you know, they still have power. The only power they have is what you give them, period. And when I say it's a pretended authority, guess what, friends? It is a pretended authority. It is null and void. It is what Thomas Jefferson said, nugatory. It doesn't exist. It violates everything our forefathers established. Oh, did you also know the whole purpose of the First Amendment is our bulwark against tyrants? And here we have the Supreme Court coming in and telling us Joe Biden cannot be sued. All of those big tech companies cannot be sued. Now you know who they work for, by the way. We've been trying to tell you that for years. These are the people that are assailing free speech on a daily basis. They're subversive. We're law-abiding, premising our conversation on the Word of God and the Constitution. And yet the subversives somehow or another have a right to go ahead and censor free speech. We've only been given freedom to do the right thing, folks, as the Lord sees fit. Not the way a bunch of subversive black-robed tyrants say so. We'll be right back.
Today, more than ever, our pets are struggling with many of the same health challenges that their owners are struggling with. Medications can sometimes help, but do not address the root cause and can create unwanted side effects. Pet Regen by Go Natural Pets is a revolutionary, regenerative, plant-based supplement for pets that helps the body heal itself naturally. The results have been extraordinary. The unique ingredients in Pet Regen have countless scientific studies that show their ability to facilitate greater repair, renewal, and regeneration. A few scoops a day can make all the difference. It's safe, effective, affordable, and it works. We guarantee it or your money back. Created by nature, proven by science, loved by pets. That's PetRegen.com, PetRegen.com, or call 737-303-4480. That's 737-303-4480.
BBS Radio TV. If it's not mainstream, it's on BBS Radio TV, a place for answers.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
My name is Apache Davis, and I support the Sons of Liberty because the Sons of Liberty still believes America is good, that belief in God is the cornerstone of our republic, that character and virtue is important, and families are the basic building blocks of society.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Since October 7th, Israel has been fighting for its very survival as they are being attacked by enemies from all sides. And with global anti-Semitism on the rise, now is the time to show Israel and the Jewish people that they are not alone. This summer, from July 28th through the 30th, join Christians United for Israel at our nation's capital for the 2024 Washington, D.C. Summit. Let your voice be heard on Capitol Hill and deliver a strong pro-Israel message to your elected officials and state representatives. Gather in solidarity in defense of Israel and the Jewish people. Hear from top American and Israeli leaders and experience a night to honor Israel that you will never forget. Space is limited, so register today by visiting CUFI.org/summit or call 210-477-4714. With over 10 million members, Christians United for Israel is the largest pro-Israel voice in America. Add yours today.
BBS Radio TV, we've connected the world. We're like a makeover show for your brain.
BBS Radio TV, free, unmolested content from A to Z. We don't limit the content.
These are available, folks. They will be sent out tomorrow morning. Thank you for the orders. Totally appreciate them.
And then live with it.
Go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Also have these in red, white, and blue. Do not put them in the dishwasher.
If you're looking red, for white, unique and blue, and
orders will go out
to
tomorrow.
Spread the gospel.
Go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Also consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. We totally appreciate it.
There's something there for everybody in your life. Books, DVDs, T-shirts, coffee mugs, even graphic novels, dog tags, and more. Young or old, you're sure to find the perfect gift of truth. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and check out our store today. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. I'll tell you what, if there's one thing that works me up, it is this injustice that the people allow in this country to continuously allow them to reign and to assail its own people. This is not what you're made out of, Americans. Just so you know, this is not what we're made out of. The government has no business suppressing free speech. I was just telling you during the end of the last segment, free speech, the whole purpose of free speech, friends, was to keep us free. It was our bulwark of freedom. I've given this quote to you several times concerning what George Washington said. If you allow them to take away freedom of speech, he said, dumb, you will be led like sheep to the slaughter. This is very real. And this is what the Supreme Court is attempting to do. They're saying to you what Joe Biden's criminal administration did, and it's not just his administration, it's your administration. If you allow them to make it their administration, they will. Edmund Burke said, whatever you let them get away with, they'll always do. And it's what they're doing. Hey, my friends on live chat, can you just go ahead and look at the numbers on the left side of the page really quick? By the way, give us a thumbs up if it's warranted. This is where the numbers are at when you show the American people what they're responsible for. They don't want to be educated. They want to remain stupid. They love their chains. They don't care about their kids. They say they love God, but in fact, if you look at it scripturally, they hate his guts. Why? Because they disobey him. The Lord said, those that hate me are those that didn't keep his commandments. This is what I get to deal with on a national level. But I just wanted to make that clear so you could all understand as to what it feels like for me on a 24/7 basis, getting ready for the next radio show. Telling people that the things that they don't want to hear when it comes to their responsibility. President Thomas Jefferson said of the Supreme Court, he said, to consider the judges as the ultimate arbiters to decide differences of between right and wrong, of all constitutional questions, he said, that's very dangerous. That's a very dangerous doctrine. He goes on, indeed, and one which would place us under the despotism of an oligarchy. An oligarchy is where few rule over many. Is that where we're at today? Well, that's what it seems to be. If that's where the people are going to set themselves. Thomas Jefferson goes on, the opinion which gives to the judges the right to decide what laws are constitutional and what are not, not only for themselves in their own sphere of action, but for the legislator and executive also in their spheres, would make the judiciary a despotic branch. Did you also know that our forefathers looked at the judicial branch as the least one in suspect concerning who would be used to destroy our country? See, checks and balances are gone because, see, what we're having, friends, is they're all players. All these rascals are players working hand in glove, propping up a system of pro wrestling through the two-party system. Politics and pro wrestling are identical, said Ventura. And folks, it's exactly true. So I'm just making clear here that you all understand that this is the same Supreme Court that said the Ten Commandments were not permissible. Thou shalt not. Oh my goodness. And look at the fallout since the American people submitted themselves to that tyranny. The Supreme Court said, listen carefully, this is what you're dealing with. This is in 1980. Stone versus Grams. If the posted copies of the Ten Commandments are to have any effect at all, it would be to induce the school children to read. They don't want that. To meditate. They don't want that. To perhaps venerate and obey the commandments. They said, in the face of God, and the people followed their lead, which is not a permissible objective. This is who you're listening to. These are the people that are being used to incrementally tear away at law and give more power to their corporate buddies. And if you look at these said Supreme Court justices, folks, they're working for corporations. Here. Notice how the whole gay agenda came out after Alina Kagan came out? Right when Alina Kagan was placed into power or in the position of this pretended power, the way that she acts out, did you realize that that's when they said yes to gay marriage, which has never been in the history of mankind? This is the same Supreme Court, these rascals, that said it's okay for a woman to murder her own child. But if a woman is pregnant and she's murdered by a man, that's called double homicide. This is confusion at its very worst. Put that up against Daniel 9:7. That's why people are confused today. But folks, we need to open our eyes as to what's going on here, because what they're doing is they're at war with what our forefathers established. And for them to come along and to back up what big tech companies are subversively doing to the people, and the people just need to leave the platforms is what they need to do. But for them to go ahead and get a green light from the Supreme Court to say that they can go ahead and do whatever they want to do. Do keep in mind this Mike Adams case that we just brought up a couple weeks ago. We had Mike Adams on talking about who was attacking him. Did you know that the Defense Department of the United States, the Pentagon, they are the ones that are behind these attacks? You know what they're doing? They're using your money, they're stealing your money, and then they're outsourcing to foreign companies to attack their political opposition. This is also NewsGuard, who's been put up as a conservative watchdog. It's completely untrue. They're just the opposite. They have been harassing me and Tim for years now. We've got all the emails. We save all of the content. Facebook has been attacking like crazy lately. I've got all that for our attorneys as well. All of it is a clear violation of the First Amendment. And yet, that's all I'm doing is holding to the Word of God and the Constitution. It shows you what they hate. See, they want to create a world without God. And it's also interesting, these are the same devils that blame God for the evils that exist. That's like blaming the sun for darkness. Really? People, do you think? Yeah. Whoa. When the Lord said, thou shalt not, for example, he did that for our good. He tells us in Psalm 19:11, by them thy servant is warned. Stay away from that. I'm telling you this because I love you, and I'm telling you this through demonstration, of course, John 3:16, 1 John 4:10. 1 John 3:16 as well. But I'm telling you these things to avoid the evils that men perpetrate. And that's what's at play here. Read Psalm 94:20 when you get a moment as well. I'm not going to go down the road of showing you how corrupt Alina Kagan is, Sotomayor, John Roberts is a total advocate for the gay agenda. I mean, just think of the things that the Supreme Court have been utilized to do. Because why? Because the people think that the Supreme Court is above the law. No, I'm here to tell you, they are not. Matter of fact, I have this in front of me right now. This is the Constitution. And what I'm going to do is I'm just going to go over to Article 3. And I just want to read it so you can see it for yourself and hear it for yourself. Check us out on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Subscribe, top side of the page, sonsoflibertymedia.com and or sonsoflibertyradio.com. We're also on beforeitsnews.com, top left side of that page as well. Article 3, Section 1, the judicial power. Where does the power come from? First of all, it comes from the Lord. And where does delegated authority go to those that serve we the people? From the people. So the judicial power, the power delegated from the people to the said sitting judges of the United States shall be vested in one Supreme Court and in such inferior courts as the Congress may from time to time ordain and establish. The judges both of the Supreme and inferior courts shall hold their office during good behavior. Good according to law. Conformed to truth. Okay. In Section 2, it tells us the judicial power shall extend to all cases in law and equity arising what? Under the Constitution. What is the Supremacy Clause? That's Article 6, Section 2, under God. God never gave us the right to do the wrong thing. I want you to listen to this because, again, I'm now thinking of William Blackstone. And I want you to hear what he had to say when it comes to the law of God. He calls them immutable laws of nature, whereby that free will, speaking of God's spirit and the disposition, and I'm sorry, dispensation that's been bestowed upon man. I want you to listen to, I got his law books right behind me. It's English Common Law, along with Charles D. Montesquieu and John Locke. You see him all over capitals throughout the United States. This was the man that was used instrumental as a judge. His name was William Blackstone to establish English common law in America. I want you to listen carefully as to what he said. No enactment of man can be considered law unless it conforms to the law of God. I mean, folks, if you want to experience true freedom, then it's got to be in Christ. John 8:32, 2 Corinthians 3:17. Don't confuse liberty and freedom with licentiousness, an excessive license to do what you want to do. That's ridiculous. But this is what the Supreme Court and the corrupt rascals that have been tolerated within the halls of government have been allowed to do, is to continuously war against God's law and erode the laws to create a country without God. And I've said this, 20 years ago, I've seen it clear as day. They're trying to Europeanize America. They want to rule arbitrarily. Whatever they say goes. Here, hey, bad guys, listen to Bradley Dean. No. No. This is what's foreign to the American people when it comes to the corrupt. No. And don't look at me like I'm the one that's a rebel. You might want to read 1 Kings 18. I'm not the one that's left my father's commandments. It's you and your household. We'll be right back.
Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0
0747 or online.
Hey guys, I'm going to go ahead and append a video to the area down on the comments section. And I want you to watch this video for yourself so you can understand how they're trying to basically, again, create a country without God. Just ain't going to happen, folks. Never will. It's either under the blessings or the curses of God. There's no in-betweenites. And again, it's not just arbitrarily, friends, that we're hitting these contents. This is really what's happening across the country. But I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to throw this on the comments section. Go ahead and watch that video. It's a short video, and it's called Time to Start Vetting the Supreme Court. And it's absolutely way overdue that we do just that.
The results have been extraordinary. The unique ingredients in Pet Regen have countless scientific
studies. Also go over to our schedule on sonsoflibertymedia.com, our schedule on sonsoflibertymedia.com.
All the difference. It's safe, effective, affordable, and it works. We guarantee it or your money back. Created by nature, proven by science, loved by pets. That's petregen.com.
Should be back up in just a second here.
Or call 737-303-4480. That's 737-303-4480.
Mike Lindell here.
I'm going to come right back to this in a moment just to see. You know, you're probably going to be sickened by it, but it is what it is, right?
Massive economic issues. And I can tell you from firsthand experience, there are people in power who threaten the values that have made our country great. Well, I've been a believer in gold and silver for a long time, and I've searched for years for a partner that shares my values. Well, Genesis Gold Group showed me how easy it is to protect your IRA, 401k, or your retirement with gold and silver. Their faith-driven approach to service and stewardship is one that stands out from the rest. So call Genesis Gold Group now at 800-385-GOLD. That's 800-385-4653. Or go to bbsradiogold.com.
I'm going to come right back to this in just a moment. Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. I want to just go over this really quick. Because, you know, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, she's exactly where she belongs today. She was like the wicked witch of the West. Do you remember, right, speaking of the Supreme Court injustices, do you remember when she was asked in a foreign country about the American Constitution? She said, don't seek our Constitution. She told the people to seek a foreign Constitution. Isn't that crazy? Well, that's what they've been establishing or attempting to do so for some time. Folks, we need to go back to the old past, Jeremiah 6:16. We need not give ourselves over to those that are given change. That's what the scriptures say. We need to bring forth justice that guards our liberties upon the heads of those that are trying to destroy it incrementally. That's obedience to the Lord. And of course, we're going to be hated for saying that, but you know what? It comes with the territory. That's okay. Read Amos 5:15 as well when you get a moment. I remember she also talked about Ruth Bader Ginsburg. I remember her talking also about the whole argument around abortion, which nobody has the right to murder. Read Proverbs 6:17. Thou shalt not murder, right? That's the sixth commandment. Common sense comes into place. But it's interesting that she said that the whole abortion issue that they called an abortion issue, it was all premised on depopulation. 70 million babies later, Americans still haven't figured out what it's about. You're falling right into the hands of those that mean to depopulate you. Just ask King Herod. Just ask Pharaoh. Because it's exactly what they did too. And look at the times. Okay? But the people let them do it. I think about these, even remember Obamacare? Which, by the way, for those that didn't know, speaking of these rascals behind the bench in Washington, D.C., and it's not just there, it's across the country. But isn't it interesting that the stuff they come up with, remember Romney Care? Do you remember what that transitioned to? It transitioned into then Obamacare. Do you remember that under Barack Obama? And then remember they pushed that against the American people. And then John Roberts, who is a tyrant himself, you know, he's the chief injustice is what he is. He has zero respect from me. Zero. But what's interesting about it is, isn't it interesting that he called Obamacare a tax? That's all he did, is he brought forth his allegiance to this covenant of death, Isaiah 28, verse 18, which will be disannulled if the American people will stand up and do the right thing. They're sitting as justices, as injustices. Well, the people should be bringing them to justice. Wow. Read Ecclesiastes 8:11. Do you also remember, so it went from Romney Care under that pervert, Mitch Romney out in his East Coast state. He's an absolute disgrace to any country. Can you imagine having a dad like that? It went from Romney Care, and then it went from Romney Care to Obamacare, another one, a foreigner. After his criminal administration, after he attacks the American people over 1,163 times, he goes over to Kenya and then he talks about how he's foreign born. I'm sure you've seen the videos. And yet throughout his whole criminal tenure, people were saying that he was a foreigner. And what did the mainstream media do? They did their best to protect the criminal. Why? Because they're in it with him. But do you remember that it went from Obamacare, then it went into the American Health Care Act under Donald Trump? Do you guys remember how they kept changing the name? There's no lawful right that has ever been given to them to do what they did. If the American people only understood, you know, the best way to say this is Senator John Glenn, the guy that said he went to the moon. If it was true, I wish he would have stayed there. But it wasn't. And he knows it wasn't. But what's interesting, he said, if we, talking about the Bill of Rights, he said, if we had to follow the rule of our Constitution, we could not enact most of the bills that we pass around here. I'd like to ask people when I'm publicly speaking, how many in here are sick and tired of man's 10,000 commandments? And Jesus warned us of them in Mark 7. Well, everybody raises their hands. I say, then get back to God's 10 commandments and deal with those that are creating policy that undermine the Constitution. Don't put up with it. No, there's the magic word, no. And if you do it again, we're going to hold you accountable to the laws that you're attempting to tear down by impeachment and prosecution and teaching them the fear of God and teaching others that want to do the same thing that them criminals are doing, the consequence before they do it. If you're tired of man's 10,000 commandments, get back to God's 10. It's that simple. It starts in your own personal life, folks. No, ain't doing it. I just think about what people will submit themselves to. I can hear somebody say, Bradley, you are absolutely out of line. Oh, folks, we're working on phone lines right now. I would have phone calls up right now. Bradley, you just sound like you're absolutely just an absolute rebel. No, and I'm sure that's probably what you think in your absolute disobedience towards God. You're probably right in your carnal, fallen mind. I think of none other than that lone holy prophet of God, Elijah, walking towards the king, not away from him, meeting King Ahab on the backside of the desert, and the corrupt king has the audacity and temerity to sit there and look at that lone prophet of God, all the while knowing that he was a holy prophet of God. At that point, he was daring the justice of God by even attempting to touch the Lord's anointing. But the first thing he called Elijah was the troubler. Well, hey, folks, if you want to change the future, that's all you have to do is tell the truth. If you want to change the future, you're going to have to trouble the present. And what troubles the present? The truth. That's what a preacher is supposed to do. That's what Christians are supposed to do in reproving the darkness. Ephesians 5:11. Can you imagine all of us doing this? It'd be over in a week for the bad guys, wouldn't it? Yep. What did Elijah say back to the corrupt tyrant King Ahab? He said, I'm not the troubler. It's you that are the troubler. It's you and Jezebel. It's you and her that are the troublers because you've left off your father's commandments. This always falls to the lot of the people that tell the truth. Look at John the Baptist. Luke 3:19. What does he do? He points his finger at King Herod and calls him out in front of all the people for all of his evils. Oh, we're not supposed to have anything to do with politics. Hey, listen, dummy, got a question for you. You live politics? Yeah. You know what politics is? It's the science of government. You know what science is? It's the study of creation. Who established the institution called government? Exodus 18:25. The Lord did. The Creator. Do you live politics? Everybody lives politics. I'm absolutely humored when you hear the hireling say, well, there's lines between church and state. No, he's hiding behind the lie. He knows it's a lie. And he knows that he has God on his side and the law on his side if he's willing to meet the Lord on his terms at the cross. But that's not where he meets him. He just goes along and continuously promulgates the lie and hiding behind the lie in hopes that him and his criminal generation, that's exactly what they are going to somehow get out of answering to God for what they left off. Nope, they're going to face their judge. Hey, listen to me, hippie generation. I'm here to tell you something. Prepare to meet your God. And you're going to meet the Lord on his terms, regardless if you like it or not. And you're going to answer for what you left off. And the heresy that you promoted during your generation and doing your best to excuse yourself of your obligations as you are bold-facedly in the face of heaven and those that know the word of God, derelict of duty. You're the worst of men, and you need to repent. You're the worst of men, and you need to repent. Let me tell you this, folks. It's time for you to be the rebel then. It's time for you to stand up and bring the change. Because when you look at Genesis all the way to the book of Revelation, what does it teach us? To stand up against tyranny. I have the 1600 Geneva Bible behind me, folks. What are all those little side notes about? How to deal with tyrants? Why do tyrants hate Christianity? Why is that the first thing they go after? Because they know who's standing against them in their devilish scheming. John 8:44. My goodness, folks, the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. We're supposed to be on the offensive, not on the defensive. We need to stand up and we need to deal with the corrupt regardless of what branch they're in. And we need to deal with them lawfully, friends, because if we don't, just like I said yesterday, if we don't stand up against what's going on and learn to say no and learn to bring justice, we're going to lose it all. I don't want to be a part of that club. Love you by what we do, and we will talk to you in 23. Have a great day. If you have ears to hear, you will. If you have eyes to see, you will. Stand up. Let's rock it, folks. Love you by what we do. See ya.